This is Radio Superior 1939, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1939. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear radio as it may have sounded in 1939. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
Yes, this is radio station KUWS, the voice from the head of the lakes. Broadcasting from Superior, Wisconsin, this is Jack McKenna speaking. It's Tuesday, January 3rd, 1939. Lou Martin is standing by with news of the new year, including the first baby born in Superior in 1939 and all the goodies it gets.
You probably should call the little tyke a him or a her and not an it.
Oh, right, Lou. All the goodies the little tyke will get. We've also got this great way to tell the future with food.
Well, let me guess. You eat one of your pickled herring and onion sandwiches. You fall asleep. You have weird dreams. You wake up and use the gas-induced nightmare as a way to tell the future.
Laugh all you want, Mr. Martin. Remember, I'm the one who predicted FDR would get reelected back in 36. Onions are good for telling the future. And we've got some fine music for you, too, good folks. But first, Lou Martin with the Stack & Company's 6 o'clock news. Stack & Company, underwear, drawers, just 74 cents, and oh boy, boys' union suits, 34 cents. Hey, good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners. President Roosevelt addressed the first session of the 76th Congress last night and told Americans that storms abroad threaten our democracy. FDR told members of the Congress that the Munich Agreement does not guarantee peace. Roosevelt says that undeclared wars, deadly armaments, and new aggressions, such as being waged in Spain, threaten the three institutions indispensable to Americans: religion, democracy, and international good faith. FDR told the joint session of Congress and the packed galleries that only a united America can keep these threats from our shores. Informed circles in France and England applauded the president's speech. They interpreted it as a pledge of support in case they have to fight a defensive war against German aggression. Sessions opened today in both houses, where Republicans made sizable gains in November's elections. Vice President Garner gaveled the Senate to order. The Democrats lost 8 seats, but hold a substantial majority with 69 to the 23 held by the Republicans. 2 farmer labor, 1 progressive, and 1 independent also hold seats in the Senate. House Clerk South Trumbull had a tough time calling order for the House prayer in a boisterous House chamber. Democrats lost 67 seats in the House with 261 members to the Republicans' 169. Once again, the Equal Rights Amendment is up for debate. Democratic Congressman Ludlow of Indiana, Kennedy of Maryland, and Republican Geyer of Kansas sponsored the ERA today. The Equal Rights Amendment reads simply, "Men and women shall have equal rights throughout the United States and every place subject to its jurisdiction." The ERA is controversial among some women's groups. And the Senate's elder statesman, Carter Glass of Virginia, turned 81 years old today by ignoring his birthday. Asked how he felt, Senator Glass says, "Like the devil, I have 81 reasons why." Il Duce held a secret meeting with a United States diplomat in Italy last night. American Ambassador William Phillips met with the fascist leader Benito Mussolini. He expressed the hope that there would be no new developments or demands that would jeopardize Europe and world peace. French Premier Daladier brought assurances to the Bay of Tunis today that all of France's military forces are ready to defend Tunisia, if necessary, against any Italian threat. Daladier arrived in Bizerte this morning as part of a tour of France's northern African colonies. He conferred with the Bey in his 15th century castle outside of Tunis around noon. In news close to home, Al Scarface Capone has agreed to pay back income taxes and will be released from federal prison on Alcatraz Island. Capone has spent 7 years in prison and today paid $38,000 to the government. Stack & Company News Time is 6:06. Jack McKenna has a word from our sponsor.
The days of Al Capone and those gangsters are long gone, Lou. No more Bonnie and Clyde and Pretty Boy Floyd.
You know, it's amazing that Capone outlived all of them.
Oh, yeah, that figures, I guess. Stack & Company, eh? Well, I'll tell you something. They come from all over the area, including Minnesota, to shop at Stack & Company, especially this time of the year, during their January sales to say Happy New Year. Here's shirts and drawers, regular U.S. Army underwear, 50% wool for the boys. Actually, they're worth a dollar and a half, but they're selling for 74 cents. How do they do it? Here's Buffalo plaid shirts for $2.98, and they normally sell for $3.95. Extra heavy all-wool plaids in assorted colors. $3.95 value, as I said, for $2.98. Boy, oh boy. Oh, something for the gals, too, though. Women's overshoes in broken lots, fur-trimmed, zippers, snaps, values to $2.29. Now on sale for 49 cents and 79 cents a pair. How about that? And here's a coat clearance, too, for the ladies. $15 coats are selling for $9. Sport coats, box and fitted styles, fleeces and Persian fabrics, sizes 12 to 20. How about that? That's at Stack & Company, the Northwest's greatest department store in Superior. Lou?
Julius Hoyle was sworn in as governor in Madison today, along with Walter Goodland as lieutenant governor. This is the first time the Republicans have had control of the governor's mansion since Walter Kohler left office after 1930. Governor Hoyle unseated progressive Phil LaFollette, who was seeking a fourth two-year term. John Powell is on the long-distance telephone line with the story, also the festivities in Madison.
7,000 people crammed into every inch of the Capitol Rotunda on stairwells and balconies to hear Chief Justice Marvin Rosenberry swear in the new governor. Governor Hoyle is the 29th chief executive of Wisconsin, a Milwaukee businessman who waged a campaign of frugality. In his inaugural address, Mr. Hoyle said, quoting now, "Rigid economy must and will be practiced. Waste and extravagance are at an end. Idleness and indifference in public affairs must stop. A business government is at hand," unquote. Chief Justice Rosenberry warned the incoming executives that democracy is once again on trial and they must do much to maintain the processes of democracy. The crowd cheered Governor Hoyle as he walked into the rotunda arm in arm with outgoing Governor Phil LaFollette, dressed formally with swallowtails. Mr. Hoyle turned to the newspaper men and promised to keep up his tails as governor. This is John Powell for the State Radio Network in Madison.
While things are changing in Madison, it's quiet in the Douglas County Courthouse in Superior. The only new faces are Sheriff Frank Carlson and Clerk of Court Peter Johnson. Otherwise, Register of Deeds William McDougall begins his 21st year. Mr. McDougall was also Deputy Register of Deeds from 1915 to 1919. Serving just 6 months less is Douglas County School Superintendent Vera Rinstrand. Judge William Foley starts his 20th year as Circuit Court Judge. County Treasurer William Smith has 8 years under his belt, and District Attorney Thomas Foley is in his fifth year. Sheriff Carlson is busy investigating a holdup at the Irondale Inn in Oliver. A patron was held up for $20 early Sunday morning after leaving the Irondale Inn. Candles placed on a Christmas tree, the old-fashioned style, in a Solon Springs home started a fire that completely destroyed it Saturday afternoon. Located near Solon Springs Schoolhouse, the Ray Phelps family is now without a home. The fire damage is estimated at $500. Superior Police Chief Art Buchanan says Superiorites were basically well-behaved on New Year's Eve. Mr. Buchanan called it exceptionally quiet. Vandals broke the windows of the warming shacks at the 4th and Clough Avenue and at the Central High School. Several youths are in custody. There are only 12 arrests on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. All face the same charge before Municipal Judge F.S. Parker. Drunkenness. The drunks got a happy word from Judge Parker that he considered their visit to his court a social call. He then suspended the sentences, warning each that he'd be anxious to see which one violated these terms and would end up doing a 30-day stretch at the county work farm. And that, Jack, is the 6 o'clock news.
And a big happy new year from Judge Parker. And while we're thinking about it, Lou, let's say happy 1939 to our loyal listeners once again. We appreciate your tuning in to the Martin McKenna Show year after year.
Well, indeed. We've gone through the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression together. Let's hope that 1939 is more prosperous than 1938.
And less scary. Hey, folks, let's check the weather now from our friends at the United States Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth. We could get some light snow tomorrow, a low tonight of 15 with a high tomorrow about 21. Last time the Weather Bureau said light snow, it was a foot. Let's go to our collection of fine music just for you. Here's the Russ Morgan Orchestra with vocals by Russ Morgan himself. From the film Sing You Sinners, this is I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
The type to care, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. It's my universe, even with an empty purse, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. Wouldn't take the wealth on Wall Street for the road where nature trods, and I calculate I'm worth my weight in golden rods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams.
Yes, indeed, Russ Morgan. Great. And we've just enjoyed that music. And I've got a pocket full of dreams, released in the summer of 38 on station KUWS. Gather round, good listeners. For the first time in Superior, it's full-leaded, high-test gasoline. Turney's Service has this no-knock, quick-start, quality gas just for your car. And reasonably priced, too. Get 6 gallons of gas for $1. It's a little more expensive, but it's not your regular blend of gasoline. It's at Turney's Service Station, 16th and Tower Avenue, and on 21st Avenue East. Hey, Lou, want me to try my all-seeing onion? I'll be able to tell if this is the year you get rich and take over for H.V. Kaltenborn.
I'd rather you keep that onion away from me and the studio. What I'd like to do is to congratulate Mr. and Mrs. Dudley Brocious and their newborn baby girl, Betty Lou, the first baby born in Douglas County in 1939.
Why, me and my onion could have predicted that, Lou. Betty Lou Brocious, Now that's the name of a future heartbreaker.
She was born just 6 minutes after midnight in St. Joseph's Hospital on January the 1st. And for Betty Lou's efforts, she'll get 31 gifts from local merchants.
Oh, boy. 6 minutes after midnight. Huh. Sounds like all the effort was by Mother Brocious. Hanging in there until after midnight.
Mr. and Mrs. John Jacobs are the proud parents of a baby boy born at 4:15 a.m. New Year's Day, also at St. Joseph's Hospital. And the first baby at St. Francis Hospital in Superior was also a boy. Mrs. John Koffel of Gordon is the proud mother of a bouncing baby boy.
I hope he stops bouncing pretty soon. Let Uncle Jack and Uncle Lou play all of the Tykes a little number now. They can gurgle all they want along with Kenny Baker and the David Brookman Orchestra. From the music Very Warm for May, this is All the Things You Are on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
Never can be at ease when I meet her. Never say what I please when I meet her. Only become unbearably dumb and shy. Never can press my suit when I'm with her. Timorous, shy, and mute when I'm with her. I am an inarticulate, bashful guy. Oh, if my heart could only find a voice. Ah, me, if my heart could only find a voice for you. Of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine. When all the things you are lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine.
For Betty Lou Brocious, Miss 1939 of Douglas County, that's All the Things You Are, with singing by Kenny Baker on station KUWS. Hey, Lou, where's Harriet? I need Harriet.
She's got the day off. I believe she's spending the day tobogganing in Billings Park.
Just that I've got this advertisement here, I'm not sure what to do with. Something about a lingering sale at Lightbodies.
I think that's lingerie sale, Jack. It's women's underwear and nighties.
Ooh, okay. What Lou said, ladies. Lingerie stuff is half price. Gowns and pajamas. Lace trimmed, lingerie.
That's lingerie.
The name's Jack. Ray's the sports guy. He's got the day off, too.
Hey, finish the ad, Jack.
Trillium Creepy slips on sale for just $1.50. All at Light Bodies in Superior. Your place, ladies, for lingerie. Fact is, it's cheaper to sleep in the altogether.
I don't think people care to know that you sleep in your birthday suit.
You can jolly well bet that baby Brocious isn't wearing any lingerie. On with the music, friends. But Hoagy Carmichael and Ella Logan might be. This is Two Sleepy People on the Martin and McKenna Show on Station KUWS.
Here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning.
Look how late it gets. Sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
Here we are in the cozy chair, picking on a wishbone
from the frigid air. Two sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall?
Father didn't like you at all.
I call him Pops. Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall?
To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest. Well,
here we are, just about the same.
Foggy little fella,
drowsy little dame.
By dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Here we are, don't we look a mess? Lipstick on your collar, wrinkles in my dress. Two sleepy people who know very well they're too much in love to break the spell.
Here we are, crazy in the head. Gee, your eyes are gorgeous, even when they're red. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Do you remember when we went dancing at the Palomar? When it was over, why naturally we cuddled in the car.
So you ran out of gas, and I was green as grass.
Here we are, keeping up the pace.
Letting each tomorrow slap us in the face.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much
in love to say good night.
Good night. The sweet big band music of the Perry Batkin Orchestra, and the vocals of Hoagy Carmichael, what a composer he was, and singer Ella Logan from the movie Thanks for the Memory, released last year. Yeah. After I just sang the title, probably called back. Hey, Lou, take a look at this onion. Joanne Sell at the 7th Street Market saved it for me. A real whopper, eh?
Don't start carving that thing in here. There'll be, you know, what to pay for the engineer if you start dripping onion juice in the equipment.
People don't appreciate those of us who have the gift of prophecy. It's biblical, you know.
The only thing biblical about that onion is the gas it will give you tonight.
I won't comment on that. Another reason, though, not to wear pajamas.
I've just got a quick announcement, and then I'll be heading out. Superior Police Detective Peter Ostrom will be leaving for Washington, D.C. on Friday. Detective Ostrom was given the appointment by Chief Arthur Buchanan. He'll go through special training by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. A free tuberculosis testing will be held tomorrow afternoon at the City Hall. They'll be testing between 2:30 and 4:30. Chickenpox led the way for contagious diseases last month in Douglas County. There were 46 new cases reported. Jack, that onion is the strongest smelling orb that I've ever been forced to be near. My eyes are all watery. I can hardly see. There were 14 cases of scarlet fever, 10 cases of mumps, 4 cases of whooping cough. Okay, Jack, you win. Predict the future with your onion. Go ahead. What is it that you see for 1939? War? Peace? Prosperity?
Whew, boy, I can't see a thing, Lou. My eyes are burning.
I thought you said that you'd done this before.
Oh, well, I guess I may have stretched the truth a little. Holy mackerel. Whew.
I don't care how cold it is outside. I'm going to open a window.
I'm going to start a record. Here, catch. Throw it out the window.
Get that thing away from me. I don't want to touch it.
Okay. I'll throw it out. Look out below!
I think the onion nicked the cat.
It's a good thing he's got 9 lives.
I sometimes wonder what it's like being you.
Well, I could say that that's why we work so well together, Lou. You are you, and I am I. I like how that sounds, you know? You are you, and I am I. Feels kind of good to say that. You are you, you, I, you, I, you, me, you.
What was in that onion?
Oh, I'm okay. Let's roll on to our next number. What the heck? This is from a new band with a new sound for the new year. And I, Jack McKenna, with the help of a big,
stinky, obnoxious onion,
predict this new sound will be a hit for years to come. Fresh from the Glen Island Casino in New York. Introducing, ta-da, Glenn Miller and his orchestra, and Tuxedo Junction on the Martin and McKenna Show on Station KUWS. Thank you. take. Oh, that new sound swing. Man, is that great. You're already hearing it from Benny Goodman and the Dorsey Brothers. Now this new big band, Glenn Miller and his orchestra, are turning some heads, I'll say. That's Tuxedo Junction on Station KUWS, and that's going to be a biggie. Lou, it's getting cold in here. Close the window.
Either I have the snickles from that... sniffles. Either I have the sniffles from that monstrous onion from outer space, or from the cold January weather. I do have to say that I'm impressed by Glenn Miller. Your onion prediction might just be right.
And you heard it here first, good listeners. Coming up tonight, we have Tarzan of the Jungle, Mr. District Attorney, and Fibber McGee and Molly. I predict they will all be on tonight.
I predict there will be a mad cat waiting for you outside.
I wonder what happened to that onion.
I hope it didn't kill or infect anybody.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll be back. Same time, same place on your radio dial, and that's a warning. Friends, the good Lord is willing, and the onion agrees. For Lou Martin, this is Jack McKenna speaking, and good night.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1939. A weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1939 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.